Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. This is a marvelous privilege that we can be here. I am not here alone. I'm coming on behalf of many brethren who are with us in the Czech Republic. As well as my wife and four children. So I want you to know that the brethren are there praying and fasting, and they are with us here. It is, as I said, a great privilege for us that we can be here. And I don't know how much you are aware, but it's a great privilege for you to be here. God must have something special in mind. That He would send people from all over the world. God is asking people from America, Africa, Europe. To come here to this place. And bring you the Word of God. I'm looking around and I'm wondering who is the reason. Who of you is there that has a heart that God would see the desire that He would send His people to bring your word? There must be somebody. Somebody with a potential. To take the word and use it to obtain the high calling. Amen. And I don't know who it is. And I know it can be more of you. There will be people who will receive the word. There will be people who will reject the word. It is your choice. But I want to tell you that the word God is bringing has the top potential. Amen. But requires the top sacrifice. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we pray for your Holy Ghost that would come and move in this congregation. Father, I pray that your Holy Ghost would come and touch the hearts of the people. Hallelujah. We pray for healing. We pray for revelation. We pray for a spirit of repentance. My God. And we pray that your power and presence would be manifested. I pray anointing for myself, for our brother Edmar, as we speak here together. And Holy Ghost, we do pray would be opening the hearts and the ears of the people that they can understand. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When, as Brother Mark already mentioned, when they have come to Czech Republic and they met me, I think I was about 16 years old.
Quizás a esa hace años habían niños y para que para tener la Santa República la capamina os pulo os quino con quizás pa.
Who is 16 here?
Is somebody 16 años de niña?
You're 16? And who is there around 17 maybe?
17.
Okay, 16, 17, so I was in your age. And I was awfully hungry. I was hungry for the Word of God. I was hungry to hear what God has to say. You know, I got saved because I didn't believe till maybe 15 years age, I didn't believe there is a God. But then I got saved, to make the long story short. And I didn't know that there are different churches. Because I was saved and I didn't go to church first. My first church I went to, I received the Lord, let's say, Wednesday, so the next Sunday I look around and I pick the Catholic Church. It looks like that's the biggest church in our town, so let's go and be part of a church. So I was a Catholic. One Sunday. I came to church and I listened to what they have to say. And I walked away and said, no, that's not the God I know. I am looking for something real.
Amen.
I am not looking for religion. I am not looking for philosophy. I believe there is a real God out there. And I believe that the God has power not only to forgive me, which is a great thing in itself, but he has a power to change me. Hallelujah. You know, I didn't want to be the way I am. So I was, for a while, I was searching, you know, trying to find a church. And, well, there were some people born again and good brethren, good friends. But to make long story short, God seen in my heart a desire for something else. And in the same way how he is sending people to you, he sent people my way. And I heard his word. I didn't understand it fully. But something in my heart told me, Lord, this is it. Amen. And I was sitting at one of the conferences, my first conference actually. It was the first time where I met the brethren from the States and Brother Dusil and other. And I'm sitting there at the edge of my chair and I'm listening.
naka-encode si Dinao na wala yung nahimo niya, pagpaminaw lang, pagpaminaw.
And I'm saying, God, it is something which is giving me potential. To aspire much higher than I ever thought one man could. And then there came somebody who confirmed that this is the word of God. Who you think came to confirm it?
Holy Spirit?
No.
Wala ang Espiritu? Espiritu?
Hmm?
Spirit?
Holy Spirit? Or a bad spirit?
Mayo Espiritu o bugoy ng Espiritu?
Well, in a way, you're right. It was a spirit. But it wasn't Holy Spirit. I was outside of the room. I was kind of walking and thinking and praying. And there is coming a man towards me. I thought it's a man. And I'm about to say hello. But the man came to me and he didn't say hello, nothing. And he just puts his finger to my face. And said, I have a message for you. From the master himself. Or from the prince himself. I go, wow, what is this? And he's saying, if you're a Christian, it's okay. He says, if you want to become a pastor or preacher, it's okay, it's fine. He will let you be. But if you stick with this word and these people, he personally will come and kill you. Amen? He turned away. He made a few steps and he disappeared. So I'm standing there and I'm saying, what do I do now? I'm thinking, if I turn now and go back to this room, to this conference, something will fly from the forest and pss, zap. But I knew in my heart that this is what I desire. I was so afraid to go back. But there was a brother there. So I wave and say, hey, can you come in? And I just told him what happened. He said, well, what do you think? And he goes, yes, the devil was right. He wants to kill you. And if you stay with this word and the people, he will come personally and he will kill you. I wanted to hear something different. But he didn't tell you the rest of the story. He didn't tell you that God will give you power to overcome him. Amen? So yes, he will come and try to destroy and kill. But God is giving us power when he comes to rebuke him and send him away. Amen? But one of the things the devil did, he confirmed the word. And he told me something which I'm understanding as I go the next 20 years or whatever. He's saying that if you are Christians, if you go to Bible school, if you become preachers, if you build your church, if you're a pastor, he doesn't care. Because you actually mean no big harm to his kingdom. There are churches, there are people who went through schools. They have theological degrees. Before name and after name. Amen.
Amen.
And they are no danger to the Lord, to the devil. Because the devil knows that he has a hold in them. The devil knows that any time he will want and he will need, he has this reserved thing and place in their heart. Amen?
Amen.
So, the devil is very afraid of people who receive a word that has the power to set you free. Amen? To deliver you and deliver your soul, that the devil comes and he finds nothing in you that he can utilize. Hallelujah. Didn't Jesus say that the devil is coming, but he has nothing in me? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is calling us that we would destroy the devil. We would cast him out. From where? From where? First from here. You'd say, oh, Brother Martin, I have no devil. I have no spirit. Well, do search and ask the Lord to show you. Isn't the scripture saying that to the one you are submitting to, his servants you are? So when we are submitting to the devil without wanting, we become the servants of the devil. Amen?
Amen.
And if we want to serve the Lord, and if there's something in our heart that is not pure, then the devil can just wait and in the right moment pull the right string. What is it? Is it pride? Is it a desire for money? Is it lust? Hidden desires? The desire for position? Is it anger? What is the thing in your life that's holding you back? But the good news says that there is a way out. Amen?
Amen.
God is searching for people. He is in the recruitment business. Let's go to 2 Chronicles, if you have your Bibles with you. And let's go to 16 and verse 9.
Second Chronicles. This is Isaiah.
Second Chronicles 16:9.
This is Isaiah's city.
For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward Him.
Ang Dios nagapangita siya niyang mata nagapadul nagalibot-libot bisan asa ug nagapangita siya magkatauhan nga mo alagad gato kaniya.
Amen.
Amen.
So let's think about it for a while.
Ato sa pamalanduman kadali paginaw sa.
The Lord,
ang Dios,
is looking
nagapangita.
And he says, where are those people whose heart will be perfect towards God? That's a question, isn't it? Are you the people? Do you want to be the people? Are you the people who would say, Lord, whatever it takes, I want to be perfect towards you? The Lord keeps offering, and he's being turned down, and turned down, and turned down, and turned down. People say, God, I want your blessing. I want you to give me wife or husband. I want you to bless me financially. I want to be famous preacher. But I do not want to let you rule in my life. And they limit God out. And let God come only partially to their lives. And God blesses them to an extent. But then he moves on. And he's searching. And searching. And searching. And he's asking, will you be the one that will say, God, I want to belong to you whatever it costs? Amen? And I don't want you to take it cheap. You know, by the way, do you believe that we can be perfect? All right. You are Bible students, right? Prove it. Prove it to me. Prove it to me from the Bible that we can be perfect. Oh, very good. Matthew 5:48, yes. Be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Very good. Praise the Lord. So you think God would be asking you something which is not possible? If God is saying be perfect, that means it's possible. Amen? It's possible. It's available. Hallelujah. So it's possible that here on this earth you can walk and be perfect. Then your heart can be perfect towards Him. Hallelujah. When I have heard this, I couldn't believe it. I say, wait a minute. I know there are people, and I know there is God. But are you saying that He can make from the people that He can take me, 16-year-old or 17-year-old boy, and He can make me to be perfect? And listen, He didn't say be perfect as I am perfect. He said be perfect as my Father in heaven is perfect. Hallelujah. You know, we have to understand this first. Because what I was taught in the church first was very low. I was taught that I have sinned and I am far from God, and God sent His Son, and if I receive Him, He will forgive me, and when I die, I go to heaven. Amen? Well, that's okay. That's actually good news. But it means I will remain the same except God will forgive me. But I didn't want to be the same. I wanted to change. But I didn't have the power and the ability to change. Amen? I didn't know how can I change. And then the Lord showed me that He gave us a power to overcome. Hallelujah. So here the scripture is saying that He is looking for people that He would show Himself strong on the behalf of those then whose heart is perfect toward Him. So He wants to show Himself strong in your life.
kabhanan siya sa tuwa kinabuhi.
How can we use this? Do you have a chalk or something? All right. Let me, perhaps you might have seen this before. Can you see it? Do you know who it is? What it is? What is it? Circles? That's you.
Okay.
That's your spirit. That's your soul. And that's your body. Okay. We have a body, don't we? You have your body? Yeah, you can touch your body. All right. But where are your emotions? Do you have emotions? Yeah? Do you have joy? Are you sad? Okay. Do you have mind? Are there some desires? Do you desire something? Where is it? Is it in my knee? Is it joy? So where are the desires and where are the thoughts? Where is it? So it's in your soul, isn't it? Oops.
Okay, diri kayo sa kalat.
So, the whole trick is when you get born again, God comes fully to your spirit. Or where you get baptized in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit comes fully to your spirit. So your spirit is perfect. Are you baptized in the Holy Ghost, somebody? Amen. So if you are baptized in the Holy Spirit, your spirit is here. I mean, God's Spirit is in your spirit. And you are perfect in your spirit. Since you were baptized in the Holy Ghost, did you have a bad thoughts since the time? Did you sin? So Christians, even though they are baptized in the Holy Spirit, they are not perfect. Amen.
Amen.
So you can see Christians, even in a Bible school, walking around. They are saved. Baptized in the Holy Ghost, and yet something is missing. Amen?
Amen.
Yet they are not perfect towards God, and yet they can actually be in the service of the enemy. Let's go to 1 John chapter
3
and we start from 1 and it reads, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not."
Okay, ato paminawan sa direo, basa mo ni Berdalan para na ato patinawan o mayo.
Sa unang Juan 2:3, versikulo 1, ngayon, tanawan ninyo o sang gumaha ang ihatag ka nato sa amahan. Nga ipangalan kita sa anak sa Diyos o mauna kita. Ang hinungdan nga nung ang kalibutan wala makailan ka nato, maugini. Kay kini wala man makaila kaniya. Praise the Lord.
let's move on. Beloved, now are we the children of God?
Verse 2. Mga higugma, kita karon mga anak sa Dios. Kun maunsa man unya kita, kini wala pa ipakita. Apan kita nasayod sa ipadayag niya.
You're too far. Wait. Only the part. Beloved, now we are the children of God.
Mga higugma, kita karon mga anak sa Dios.
Are we the children of God? Are you the children of God? But it does not yet appear what we shall be. So the children of God, they are children. Amen.
Amen.
They have received the Lord. They perhaps go to heaven unless they turn away from God. But still, they are the old soul. And you have many people around who are walking around as children of God, and they stop there. And that's what the devil was telling me. If you are a child of God, I have no problem with you. And he was right. Because he knew that here he has a place where he can dwell. He knew about my thoughts. He knew about my emotions. He knew about my desires. And he relaxed. Because he knew that any time he would want, he can move me. Amen? So, beloved, now are we the children of God? But we can move on. But, Alan, it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
Verse 2.
So, we are the children of God.
Kita anak na sa Dios.
Amen. But what we shall be, we shall be like him. It means he will be cleaning us.
Nagapadayong siya sa paghinlo sa atuang kalag.
And we will be like him.
Kung kita na yung mahimpit, sama ka niya.
Amen.
Amen.
We are called to cast the devil out of our soul.
Kita gitawag po na isol para nga atong hinimlan si Satanas gikan sa atuang kalag.
Out of our minds.
Gikan sa tunahuna.
Out of our desires, out of our will, and out of our emotions. And when God comes, we will realize we are like Him. Amen? And we can walk perfect as the Father in heaven is perfect. It is possible. And then God can grant us the full power. Because we would be walking His character. We would be able to walk in His power. Amen? And we can do the same things Jesus did and greater. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us not limit God.
Limitahan nato ang Diyos.
Let us not limit God.
Dili nato limitahan ang Ginoo.
Because He's looking for people who will not limit God. You know, brethren, I'm not sure we understand it. Let's go to the next scripture. Number 3. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure.
Kaniya naputli sa ilang kaugalingon, maingon man nga kadto siya putli man.
All right. So here, there are things here.
Sa atong kala, daghan kayo'y mga naari na.
And there are things, and you can be like God or like the world.
Dili na kita, naa dili akon, naa ka ba sa Dios or wala ka sa Dios.
Amen.
Amen.
And you were born in a way that you are fully like the world. The churches, they are full of children of God. And the children of God are full of the world. And then the church is like the world. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
But God is calling us to go beyond that. You can graduate from a Bible school. You can be like a world and build a church which is like a world. But I hope. I have hope about you. My hope is that you aim higher. I hope you aim higher. I hope you aim higher. I'm not sure you know what you're talking about. We are talking about becoming like Him. So you have to decide practically in a very specific and practical ways whether you want to be like the world or whether you want to be like Him. Amen. Alright, let's go practical. Let's go practical here.
Alright.
Oh, I didn't tell you a few things about the boy when he was 16. I had this conference. There was this conference. And it was summer. Very, very similar weather like here. Actually, it was even warmer. And I am 17. And what would I dress? What would a 17-year boy dress in a summer? Shirt? No. I had very short sleeves. Actually here.
Kamisita.
Uh-huh. So it was a top, how do you call it? Tank top? Huh? Yeah? Normally I have it under my shirt. But there I have it, that was the only thing I had. Alright? So, and how do you call this?
Open.
So the open was very open. And I had shorts. And the shorts, they were very short. Very, very, very short. Sure. It is summer, huh?
Because it is your issue.
It is summer. I love the Lord. I'm singing there. Hallelujah.
You said hallelujah.
Huh? And the devil is laughing. Because the devil is seeing me and he sees the uncleanness in my heart. It was not the dress that was a problem. It was the heart that caused me to dress the way I did. And I had a choice to make. Do I want to be child of God? Or do I want to move on? Amen? Do you know you cannot be the mature son of God if you dress like the world? It is not possible. It is not possible. God will not be able to send you and say, "This is my son. He or she represent me." We are coming closer home, huh? What are you going to do about it? It's easy to say amen. I was sitting at this conference and I was saying my amens sitting the way I was dressed. And I actually thought, I'm nice, you know. I'm young and maybe attractive. And in my mind, maybe I was looking around. Huh? And the brethren were preaching, and I knew there's something wrong. But I said, "God, please reveal to me, what do you think about my clothes?" And the Lord says, "Okay." And he sent a man. And the man came to me and said, I have a problem with you. He says, I was delivered from homosexual spirit. And the way you are dressed, you are not helping me. I did need to hear more. I was a child of God. I love the Lord. And yet, I was the instrument in the hand of the devil to tempt this man. Beloved, now are we the children of God? It has not yet appeared what we shall be. Sisters, if you want to serve the Lord, you cannot be the instrument of the devil and tempt your brother. That's the way the world is dressing. Amen. I'm sorry. Maybe you were hoping for a different message. But I hope your aspiration is higher than this. Hallelujah. I hope that we are not here in vain. I hope the Lord is seeing a heart, or maybe two, or maybe three. They will say, yes, Lord, I hate the world and I love you. We do not want to be like the world. We want, you know, like a church. I mean, shouldn't the church change the world? And yet, the world is changing the church. Huh? Didn't God call us to be different? Isn't that the very reason we came to God? And yet, we put so much energy to become like the world. I've seen t-shirts. And they have written here, devil. And there is this blood dropping. The blood. You know how is this picture of a bloody Satan and this t-shirt? You know what I mean? Okay.
Yeah.
That's devil. But then I seen the children of God wearing the same t-shirt written Jesus. The same blood, the same terrible picture, only they changed the name. If you see them from far, you wouldn't tell the difference. He that hath the hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. The Lord, he came and said, praise me. That's his idea. He brought the praises. Then Satan comes. By the way, do you know that Satan is one of the three archangels? Alright. The highest ranking archangels. Help me, there are three of them. I've forgotten the names and you need to help me. Michael, okay. Gabriel. And Halel,
Si Halel dayon, mauna dayon si.
Except, what has happened?
Pero usapan nito po.
Halel is no more archangel.
Si Halel mauni siya inawagtan na.
Because he decided he will become Christ. And he rebelled against God. Amen. By the way, God gave each of them certain responsibility. Michael is the warrior. He's responsible to do the battle. Gabriel is the messenger. He's bringing the word. Halel is the one who's responsible for overshadowing heaven with praises.
Amen.
So now, the best expert on music is
pinaka eksperto ngayon sa pag-awit,
the devil himself,
si Satanas, kini si Hillel.
He designs music
iyang inisipyo ngayon ang mao nga
to take people away from God
para mahilayo siya dito sa Dios.
All the styles, you know, he has designed to appeal to the soul. Amen. What do you have there? Heavy metal? Rock and roll?
Drums?
Drums. Drums.
Rock and roll? You know rock and roll?
Rock and roll.
What is it? No. Wait a minute, Martin. Wait a minute. I mean, what is wrong with rock and roll? I mean, do you really want to roll? Do you really want to roll? I mean, now are we the children of God? And when the devil starts playing,
Satanas nagsugod siya rin ng pita sa ato pala.
Are we going to start rolling?
Masige pa katagi ako ng itingi din.
You know, I have heard such a trash in the world.
Nakadungo siya sa usap ka kanabang lipat-lipat sa kalibutan.
Red? Do you know red music? Or how do they call it? Rap or rap?
Rappers.
Okay. And there's heavy metal and these things. Have you heard of Christian rock? Christian rock and roll? Christian metal? I seen guys with an electric guitar, long hair, and I'm not saying the shorter hair the better, okay? It is not a sign of holiness. Alright? But the man is a man. And you do not want man to have a long hair like this. It is beautiful with ladies, with sisters. But it's making the man being a woman. And they are standing there with a guitar. Another man behind the drums. And they are producing a terrible noise and trash. Like the world. Except they said, Jesus!
Jesus!
And the devil is laughing. I trust you aspire higher. I trust you aspire higher. Can you say amen?
Amen.
You know, brethren, this is the hour where God is looking there and forth. He's looking for the hearts that will be perfect towards Him. I did burn my clothes. I didn't put it aside. I burn it. I burn it. And I said, God, I have a problem. It's in me. It's in my soul. It's me. It was in my parents. It was in my grandparents. And I know it will stop you from using me fully. My mother was, well, actually, one day I sit with my brother. And we try to count how many fathers we had. We couldn't find the number. Because as we go, we remember, oh, and do you remember this father? Yeah, but he was with us only half a year. And do you remember this father? Yeah, but they took him to prison. I don't even remember how many times my mother was married and divorced. That's in my soul. Well, actually, the good news is it used to be. But I could be a Christian. I could have been a child of God. Amen? And yet, I would be going the same way. But I said, no, I do not want it. I want to be like you, God. How many times is God married? One. Amen. God is not going to change his mind. Hallelujah. And I said, Lord, I want just one wife and nobody else. If my wife goes to be with the Lord, then it's another story. Amen. But till the time I was 16, 17, 18, I said, Lord, protect my heart. Because I know the world is dating. Amen. But I do not want to be like the world. I want to be like Him. And I know He is not dating. Hallelujah. So I said, God, erase this from my heart. Hallelujah. And give me a wife. Yourself. I will not be looking. I will not be trying to be attractive. Because I'm afraid I can end up in a trouble. But I aspire higher. I do not want to destroy my life by wrong choice, by satisfying the lust of my heart. I do not want to be seduced, and I do not want to seduce. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Lord gave me a wife. We didn't have anything to do together before we married. Amen? She had the same desire. We enter our marriage clean. Amen?
Amen.
It is not like the world, but it's like Him. You know, brethren, the decision is yours. Where is your aspiration? What do you want? Do you want to be like Him? Will you allow the cleansing process? Will you allow that He would be changing you? I have a special machine here. And the machine, I can hook you to the machine. And we can project here your thoughts for the last week. Any volunteers? Hello, come on. Maybe somebody, I can take your thoughts of the last week and show everybody. Alright. No, of course I don't have such a machine. Alright. But I wanted to tell you that it's possible to be so pure
na kita mahimong hipit kayo,
then you would be able to display your mind
ang ato ang huna-huna,
and it would be pure and holy. We are not there, are we? We are not there, are we? Huh? But those that have this hope in Him, they purify themselves. Even as He is pure. And he said, okay, Brother Martin, I believe I need to be perfect. I believe I can be perfect. I believe it's possible. What can I do? What can I do? Let's look further. Let's go to Psalm 19. I think it's 19. Huh? No. You mean, I know which one. I mean, I'll come there later. But I thought it's 19. I thought, well, give me a second. I'm looking for... Oh, here, 12. 19:12. It says, who... Or maybe, let's start 11. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned. Or, you know, let's start from 7, actually. Sorry. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The law of the word is perfect, converting the soul.
Sa Salmo 19, versículo 7, nagaingon, ang kasuguan sa Ginoong higpit, na nagapag-o sa kalat. Ang pagpamatul sa Ginoong matinumano, na nagahimo, na maalam sa mga walay pagtagan.
Amen?
Amen.
So, it is the law of the Lord.
Balaod kini sa Dios.
What is it? The law of the Lord. What is it?
Asa may pagpasabutan ng balaod sa Ginoo?
The word of God.
Pulong sa Ginoo.
The word of God,
ang Biblia or pulong sa Dios,
has the ability,
aduna siya ay katakos,
to convert the soul.
Nga iyang bakuhon ang kalat.
Has the ability to change the soul.
Ang balaw sa Dios na siya katakos nga mabalhin o mabakuhon niya ang kalat.
The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and honeycomb.
Ang mga sugo sa Ginoo matul-i na nagagalipay sa kasing-kasing. Ang sugo sa Ginoo ulay man na nagahayag sa mga mata. Ang kahadlok sa Ginoo malinis na nagapalayon sa walay katapusan. Ang mga tulumanon sa Ginoo mga matuod. Ang tanan lunlun mataro. Kini labing tingwaon kaysa bulawan. Oo, labi kaysa daghang bulawan nga hamiri. matamis usab labi kay sa lugos sa mga tinuno sa lugos sa udlan.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's continue. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward.
Labo pa ang imong ulupon ginatambagan pinaagi kanila nga sa pagbantay kanila adunay dagkong balos.
Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults.
Sa mga sayop niya, kinsa ba ang makasabot? Kuhaan mo ako sa mga sala nga natago.
He begged thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression.
Igon man usab, pugnan mo ang imong kaugalingon, gikan sa sala sa pagpalabi-labi, na dili magagahom sila sa ibabaw kanako, nan magamatarong ako o magakuhaan ako sa dakong kalapasan.
Praise the Lord. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Itubod kang mga pulong sa akong baba o ang pagpalandong sa akong kasing-kasing, mahimong kahimutan sa imong mga mata, o Ginoo, bato ko o mamawi ko.
You know, brethren, they are great mysteries. God wants to reveal you great mysteries. He wants to speak to you. I mean, He really wants to speak to you. He wants you to be one with your wife and husband. He wants to give you power that when you say word, it will create. But you have to have clean lips. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. I decided, I said, Lord, give me wife. And there came a temptation. There was a sister in the church. Hey, what's wrong with a sister in the church? So my heart started to go that direction. She was praising, she was beautiful. You know, every sister when she's praising, she's beautiful. And I had a contract with the Lord now. And before I let my heart wander too far, I went to the Lord. I said, Lord, is it her? And Lord says, no. Oh no. Lord, come on. I wasn't happy. I went for a walk. And I'm crying there, you know. Because the Lord said no. And the Lord said, oh, and I said, why are you doing this to me? And the Lord said, didn't you ask me for something better? And I said yes. And Lord says, I will not withdraw from you anything. But she is not your choice. Maybe 2 months later, she left the world. She left the Lord and turned into the world.
Yes, mm-hmm.
Amen. And then there was somebody in the school. And to make long story short, God said, "That's your wife." Before I approached her, we went to the elders. I went to the elders. I said, "I believe God is speaking to me, but I don't believe my heart."
Hallelujah.
And they pray and say, "We believe it's God. You can go and you can talk to her." So when we go to church, I went and I approached her. And I said, "You know, dear sister, God is calling me to a certain battle." And here, I believe, is telling me that you can be the one who will join me into the battle. Will you please pray whether the Lord will tell you the same? That was the first time I talked to her about it. I was not interested in dating. I was afraid of my heart, but God gave me wife. I remember, even before we got married, I was in Prague, and she was with some school students. They had a church, little church in the school. And I had a conversation in Prague there. And the Lord comes and says, "I need to talk to you." And I said, "Okay." So I excuse myself. I say, "Excuse me, the Lord wants to talk to me in private." So I excuse myself from the conversation. And I walked aside. I said, "Okay, Lord, what is it?" And the Lord says, "Well, there is this meeting at school now." And I said, "What do I have to do with it?" And the Lord says, "Well, they are having this problem in the with the scripture in the Bible." And I couldn't just explain them. But I told Christina, which is my wife, she was not my wife then. It was just before we got married. And he said, "I told her to call you." And it was before the mobile phones, before cell phones. Okay. And so they had to go to city, go to post office, and she called me in Prague. Alright. And so I'm saying, "Okay, God, I mean, if she calls, she calls. There's nothing I can do." A few minutes later, the phone rings. And she says, "You know, Martin, we are here at school and the Lord," and I stop her and say, "Wait a minute. Save your money on calling. The Lord told me he will call. And he told me that he struggled with this scripture. And this is the problem we are discussing. And this is the answer. And she said, thank you, God bless you, bye. I trust that you aspire higher.
Yes.
We can date and be like the world. Or we can say, God, I would like to allow you that you would talk to me, that we would be able to hear you. But the Lord cannot talk to you if what He says you don't do. God cannot talk to you if you don't train your ears to hear the Lord. You know, I don't know how to stress it. I don't know how to explain how beautiful and deep and high is the calling the Lord has for us. You know, God doesn't want us to stay children of God. He wants to move us and mature us that we would become the sons of God. Hallelujah. And you know, when we allow the Lord to purify our soul, our desires, our mind, our will, then God will use us to set the creation free. Amen. Hallelujah. Then we will be able to drive the devil out from the world. Hallelujah. But we have to start in our own soul. We have to practice walking with the Lord. We have to practice hearing from God. We have to practice doing what He says you should be doing. Hallelujah. That He can use us. That He can send us. That He can give us the power to speak into situations. And that's the calling for you. This is your decision, your choice. It's available. It is available for you in particular. The same God, the same Word of God is available for you. But you cannot have the world and God together. You cannot be dressed like the world. You cannot be thinking like the world. You cannot be playing music like the world. You cannot be speaking like the world. And expect to become a son of God. You know, there is a question which is in the Bible. How long will you sit on a fence? Amen? If the Lord God is God, serve Him. If Baal is God, serve Him. But I and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen. Make up your mind. Because those who have the hope in Him, the hope that they will become like Him, they allow the world, the word, to change their soul. Hallelujah. And this is the calling we want to talk to you about. Our hope is that you would agree, that you would decide that the Lord would search your soul. That you would repent. How did the Lord start His ministry? He says, repent. Because the kingdom of God is near. Amen? Repent. What is it repenting? That's changing your doctrine. That's changing the way you think. That's changing the way you believe. If you believe you can have both, you will never repent. You know, and maybe you can leave this place. And some people say, oh, these guys, they're extreme. Yes, it's true. Amen, we are. We are extreme. Because we believe that there is extreme calling of God. There is extreme potential in God. There is extreme walk with God, which is outside of this world. And it requires extreme people who will have or be willing to do extreme sacrifices. Amen?
Amen.
Because you cannot live unless you die. You have to die to yourself. You have to die to the world. If you want the true life to come and enter your soul, because the soul will not stay empty. The soul will start to be full of the Holy Ghost. And then every of your thoughts will be the thought of the Lord. Every desire, your will. Amen?
Amen.
Didn't Jesus say, I cannot do anything except I see Father doing it? He he was so tuned to the Lord, to the Father, that when he came into situation, he heard and he did it. And he spoke the word. And he spoke the word in power. Amen.
Amen.
That's your calling. That what he's calling you for. That you would see and hear in a spirit. And you would repeat the word. And bring deliverance. There is in the Bible in Revelation, God is speaking on several places about a special group of people. There are several names given to this group. Sons of God,
mga anak sa Diyos,
two witnesses,
duha ka mga saksi,
144,000,
144 ka mga kaibuan,
the Gideon's army,
tinitawag si Gideon's mga sugalo,
and we can go on and on. First Fruits Company, overcomers,
mga mananao, mga pari.
There is a group of people.
Adunay mga grupo sa katawhan.
From different parts of the world. Who have decided to lay down their lives and pick His. The invitation is open. If this is your hope, but I want to tell you that there is this process of purification. There is a process of practical change of the way you live. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Sa may napanalanginan, may son.
Amen.